It's not like she's having nights of insane sex. She's having nights of insane homework. Same as us. Nights of homework, days of school, weekends of hanging around wishing that something would happen, and sometimes, yay, babysitting. Frankie tossed the book back to the floor. Now I feel all shitty. Reading sucks. We suck, said Charlotte. A distant slam.
I'm home.
Heels sounded heavily in the hallway, and Charlotte's mother thumped into the kitchen. She was much smaller than her footsteps suggested. She looked suspiciously at the girls on the couch.
You haven't been eating my lettuce, have you?
Hi, Charlotte, said Charlotte. How was school?
You look like you might have been eating my lettuce.
Charlotte rolled her eyes at Frankie.
Most moms worry that their kids are getting into the liquor cabinet. My mom worries that I ate lettuce.
My lettuce, her mom clarified. The liquor's right up there.
She pointed to a high cupboard. Oh, shit, sorry. She glanced worriedly at Frankie.
I shouldn't say stuff like that. Just kidding. Don't drink, kids.
Mom,
groaned Charlotte.
Okay, I'll go change,
said her mom.
Don't do drugs.
She clomped away. Charlotte winced.
She's a weirdo.
Frankie nodded.
But still, the eccentric mother. At least you've got that.
Charlotte laughed.
Nah, only grandmas get to be eccentric. Moms in books are either dead or drunk.
Nuh-uh. I've read ones where the mom is all life-forcey and wacky.
Those ones die, Charlotte pointed out.
Oh yeah, right.
The thing is, real life isn't about anything. That's what I meant,
Charlotte said.
Frankie looked a question.
You know, when I said that a book about our lives would be about nothing, there wouldn't be a plot because we do the same stuff every day.
No wild sex either, said Frankie glumly.
Charlotte shook her head.
Nobody our age actually has wild sex.
Aaron Shields does, he says.
Charlotte rolled her eyes.
No one he's doing it with says so.
You know Lena? She said never again. So, okay, no plot, no sex, and no character development because everyone's exactly the same as they've always been.
Hey,
Frankie kicked her.
I've changed a lot.
She frowned.
Haven't I?
Charlotte snorted.
You wish. I've known you since you were 8 and you haven't changed at all.
You have. You're more of a bitch. Shut up.
Frankie pulled her phone out from the cushions and looked at it.
Check out my ratio,
she said, holding out her phone. Charlotte glanced at the phone.
Groovy.
Then came a long period of silence while Frankie liked photos and Charlotte gazed out the window.
Look. Frankie held out the phone again. She's wearing that V-neck you almost got. I hate that color.
Yeah.
Charlotte nodded absently.
You know, I'm going to do it.
What? The V-neck?
I don't know.
The book. I'm going to write a book about what our lives are really like,
said Charlotte.
I'm going to make it my senior project.
You're only a sophomore, said Frankie.
I'll get it done early.
Frankie screwed up her face.
But nothing ever happens to us.
I know,
said Charlotte excitedly.
That's the point. It'll be like a searing document of today's youth and how incredibly boring our lives are.
Frankie paused.
Am I going to be in it?
Hello? You're my best friend. You have to be in it. This is a true story.
Can't you make something happen to me?
Nuh-uh. Only the truth.
Frankie groaned.
Oh my God, I'm bored already.
Too bad, Franklin.
Fuck me,
said Frankie. And that was how nothing began. Nothing.
Fuck me,
sighed Frankie. Frankie is my best friend. People are always saying that they're best friends or BFFs or mains, and it makes me want to scream because then they turn around and talk shit about each other or say it about someone else or whatever. I hate that.
I bet you think I'm going to follow that up by saying, but not me and Frankie. We're the real deal. We've got each other's backs.